Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is Friday, December 10th, 2021. And today I will be talking mostly about artifacts from the Titanic that could possibly be haunted. As well as some other things that I found during the research for that, this show. And of course, I'll share all the links in the episode description that I have already shared in the live chat. So that's what we're doing tonight. Of course, as always, you can find all the episodes along with social media links and ways to donate at the podcast page, which is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. And if you have any topic suggestions or comments or questions or any experiences, whether they're your own paranormal experiences or others that you trust, any of those things can be sent to my email, which is salcedoparanormal@gmail.com. Salcedo is spelled S-A-L-S-I-D-O, D as in dog. And we can go from there. So, I've heard about this quite a fair amount of years ago, here and there. They'd come up in different, different shows I listened to. And, so I thought that now that I've got my own show, I might as well cover this at least once. I'm not going to get into a ton of the history of the Titanic itself in terms of the boat, how it was made and all those things, a lot of the physical details. I have a couple here, but not a ton. Because, of course, this show is mainly about the paranormal associated with any given topic that we're looking into. And, so we'll start that in a moment. Let me see here. Welcome, as open, if you can, and if anyone that joins, you're welcome to be here. If you can just all, always make sure that you mute yourself when possible. And if not, I can do it as well. So it's no big deal, and I hope everyone understands it's not trying to tell y'all what to do. It'll just make it better. But thank you for being here. I hope I see you there, and thank you for joining me here. No worries. But so like I said, I don't have a ton of the details about the construction and all that stuff of the boat. But I did pull out a few little facts here and there. So, based on what I can find, one thing I did find in between a lot of the articles is their numbers vary as far as details about everything. So I'm just going to just say that right now. I don't claim to be a historian or know all the right places to look and all that stuff. But, the Titanic was built to be part of the White Star Line fleet of ships from the UK, from England. And it was built by a company called Harland and Wolff of Belfast, Ireland. And it cost $7.5 million at the time to make it, which was... It sailed, it made its first journey in 1912, so that's, I'm sure that number has gone up considerably. It was 882 feet long and almost 60 feet tall, or deep. It's a luxury steamboat. And unfortunately, it on its first voyage, maiden voyage, in April of 1912, along the way, it hit an iceberg. From what I read, it sideswiped it, and that's how basically it there was a gash made in the boat, and that is what eventually led to it sinking. And of course, the main two things I saw in a lot of the articles was that there were two things that really contributed to the number of deaths that happened. The first thing is the way that supposedly had watertight compartments in the base of the boat, but due to how they were constructed, they were only watertight when the ship was level. But if it tipped too far one direction or the other, water could basically, there were spaces in between the walls and the ceiling. That's what I'm gathering from these articles. So water could technically move from one compartment to the other depending on the angle of the boat. The other problem that I read over and over again was that there weren't nearly enough lifeboats, and the ones that were there were not easy to deploy. And so even though the numbers are rough, depending on which website you look at, it basically comes down to 2/3 of the people on that boat died. They sank with it. So terrible, terrible tragedy. So yeah, and if you have to forgive me if I'm kind of not, I'm still getting used to doing these topic-based episodes, especially on my own. So doing what I can here, but so yeah, let me see if I hit everything else that I wanted to say here. There were. Let's see here. I think that's basically it. Excuse me. Of course, there are multiple classes of people on the boat, or of tickets on the boat, I should say. And the class would determine the cost and the number of luxuries, the amount of luxury you would have on the boat. So I think that'll basically work for that. Like I said, I'm not not a historian, so I'm not going to try to cover all those aspects of it. But that's basically what it comes down to. It was supposed to be an unsinkable boat, and that turned out not to be the case. So, but the thing that is interesting about this is, over the years, after artifacts were brought up in the late 1980s, and put in museums, since then there have been reports from different people, and at the places where these artifacts are housed, there have been stories of people having experiences that they can't explain. And that's what I'm here to mainly talk about tonight. So we'll get into this first article here. I linked all the articles in the chat, so you all can check those out as we go. I don't know if I'll actually be able to skim through all of them tonight. I found like 7 of them. But yeah, so we'll start and see how much we get through. Maybe this will be a 2-part thing, if it really goes over time. So let's see here. Alright. Just opening the first article again. So, yeah, this first article says, "Are Titanic exhibits around the country haunted by the spirits of 1,500 people?" And talks about how the Titanic sank, and how the site of the where the wreck was at remained where it was. Everything remained where it was for almost 75 years, until people came and found it and started bringing things up. It says that after this time, the company that was placed in charge of Titanic's artifacts is called the RMS Titanic Incorporated. And they were also in charge of preserving the artifacts that had been sitting in salt water for all those years. And apparently salt water obviously can damage different materials. And then, so that had to be, there was a long restoration process. So, and, there's a few places that, had, that got artifacts, they were given artifacts. Some people apparently protest the displaying of the artifacts, including a survivor who was just 7 years old at the time when she and her mother were placed in a lifeboat by her father. The artifacts have brought thousands of people to the different locations to see them basically. Let's see here. Apparently the largest piece of the Titanic ever is in Las Vegas. And here's where the article starts talking about the hauntings. But moving away from Vegas for a minute, one of the locations that has been referred to or talked about a lot as being haunted by these items is the Georgia Aquarium in Atlanta, Georgia. The employees there have reported hearing voices, seeing shadows, being touched, and there's so many reports that the group from the I'm not going to say the name of the show because it's not that important, but basically TV show, paranormal investigation TV show groups were called there. My only problem with really giving these shows and the groups and these shows a lot of credit is that they're TV shows, which means it's hard to trust what they're saying. Yeah, no problem, Derek. Derek says he's working a little behind, so gotta try not to chat much. No problem. Thank you again for everyone for joining me here as I stumble through all this. So, but yeah, so let me see here. Let me get back to the article. But it's always interesting when you have multiple people and that are there to work on the place having experiences. But moving past the TV show thing, let's see here. Let's move on here. Okay, the Georgia Aquarium isn't the only place that has reported paranormal activity. The Titanic exhibit at the Luxor Hotel, that's in Vegas, Las Vegas, has reports from employees and visitors. One person claims, and this is something that comes up in multiple articles here, apparently there's this woman in a black period dress standing on the replica or recreation of the grand staircase, and she's seen on the staircase even though no one is supposed to be on there. They have it roped off and everything. And then people will see this woman, and then after walking down the staircase, she'll vanish, which is very interesting considering it's a replica. But I mean, I guess if there's other authentic items that are around, I guess I can. I don't know. Let me see here. So yeah, she's been seen going up and down the stairs. And besides that, employees have also heard the sound of children, as well as an orchestra playing. And that'll come up again and again as well. So let me see here. Also, it's not just the museums that have this activity, so that's why people think it's the items, not just the places that they end up in. Let's see here. It says basically when people go to any Titanic exhibit to see artifacts, there's reports of people seeing and hearing things in the different rooms where the artifacts are displayed, because I guess there have been tours, there have been basically traveling exhibits, and there's still activity reported around these exhibits. So, that's the first article. We can move on to the second one here. And the further we go, the easier it'll be, because I'll find stuff I already covered. But let me see here. Okay. Maybe I shouldn't have posted all the links in a row like that. That might not have been the best thing. But now I know for next time. Alright. Okay, so this next article is called... I think I clicked on the same one. Yeah, maybe not... I won't be doing that way again. Let me see here. Okay. Okay, there we go. Pretty sure that's a different one. Okay, it says, weird. Okay, I'm not sure what's going on with this other link. So we'll just skip that, I guess, if I can't find the article. Wow, okay. I don't know what's up with this one, because I read the article earlier. So, I don't know what's going on. Alright, well, we'll just bypass that and go on to the next one. Okay, sorry about the delay. That was just unexpected. But, okay. We'll try this one. Okay, this one says, The Titanic and the Paranormal. So let me see here. This is a longer one. And this is kind of where it gets interesting because it talks about the museums, but then it also talks about other items as well, other places as well. Let's see here. Okay, there's another thing. One of the things that is really interesting in a way is, so apparently there was a story written by an American author, Morgan Robertson. He wrote the story called Futility, which features, in the first half of the story, features a ship called the Titan, which, besides the name, the similar name, the story basically, even though it's not considered a well-written story, there are details about the ship itself and the way it, the way it was brought down, including the fact that it was supposed to be unsinkable, and the fact that in the book and in real life, the ship hit an iceberg, and in April as well. There are basically similarities between the story and what happened years later. Because the story was written in, let's see here, I believe, let's see here. Okay, in 1898, yeah, the story was written in 1898, so that's a good 13, 14 years before the actual event happened. And this is something that is really interesting to me, the idea of people, creative people tapping into basically possibly seeing into whether it's the future or possible futures or other dimensions. So yeah. Oh. Yep. So yeah, hello Matt. Thank you for being here. Yeah, so it's always interesting when you hear stories about people that are creative that either write or they're artists and they seem to make things that then have appear to be almost prophetic in a way, or just the whole idea of creating things. What are you really creating, and where are you getting your information from when you create things? It's just really interesting. But that's a whole other topic, I guess, for another day. But, let's see here. Okay, I'll move on to the next one. Apparently, that's another interesting thing. Apparently, even at the place where the Titanic went down, there is strange activity, paranormal activity in the area. Let me see here. There have been many reports of ships passing the area of the Titanic's resting place, seeing glowing or flickering orbs of light, both above the water and darting about beneath the waves, it says. It's reportedly often accompanied by inexplicable radio interference, and even submarines that go through the area have apparently had the interference as well. But also phantom SOS signals that come from nowhere. And so that's really interesting. Now, at one point, that says there's a ship that was passing the site of the wreckage, or the wreck. Let's see here. It says there's the ship that SS Winterhaven was passing through, and one of the officers on this submarine. Was it submarine? I think so. I'm not sure now. But basically, there was still a ship either way. This officer was showing a passenger around the ship who seemed to be absolutely obsessed with basically every detail of the ship. As the tour went on, the officer noticed that besides the interest in the ship, there was something off about the quiet, soft-spoken man he was guiding around, but he wasn't sure what at the time. And I think it was a sub. I think it says another article was a submarine. After the tour, he did not remember seeing the man again. But then eventually, he couldn't forget the tour that he gave this stranger. He couldn't forget the man's face. It wasn't until years later when this officer saw a picture and claimed to know the person in it. And it turned out to be... let me see here. Captain Edward John Smith, the captain of the Titanic, who would have been long dead during that tour. So basically, this officer on the ship gave a tour of their ship to this spirit. Didn't even know it was a spirit at the time, which is really interesting. Apparently, this ghost of this captain has been seen in multiple places. Has been seen in other vessels passing the area of the wreck, and as well as his childhood home in England. So let's see here. Basically, he's been seen there, and then recognized. So it says there's other places that seem to be haunted by artifacts and relics from the wreck. Let me see here. So it mentions the Luxor Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Visitors and staff supposedly have strong feelings of being watched or followed, and then also hear voices or footsteps, and also feel themselves, basically they feel like they're being poked and prodded and pushed by unseen hands, which is not good. In addition to the sightings of shadowy apparitions in the halls and doorways, one of the people that runs the place seems to be basically tormented, it says, by these wayward spirits. He says that he constantly experiences having his hair or clothes yanked on, or his name whispered when no one is there. And he says he's even heard phantom music playing. I wonder if he's in charge, I wonder if that's why. I wonder if there's some energy from these spirits, or maybe even these spirits themselves that are maybe not so happy with having their artifacts or their belongings shown off in a museum. I mean, I could kind of see that. So that'd be interesting. There's also in this museum in the Luxor, One of the common apparitions is the ghost of Frederick Fleet, who was the lookout on the Titanic, who had spotted the iceberg that eventually sank the ship. And he'd warned the crew about that, but apparently the warning was not taken seriously. I've read different things about that, or it wasn't in time. And it said that even though he was one of the survivors, he'd always have feelings of guilt after. And so eventually committed suicide. Fleet's spirit has been reported as haunting the promenade deck of the exhibition. Although no one knows why he's appearing in this museum in Las Vegas, since he is from England. There's also the apparition of a young woman in a black old-fashioned dress with her hair in a bun, who is regularly seen in the area. I believe they're referring to the woman on the stairs. So it says there was, it has a story of a photographer that was there that was getting ready for an event. It says that he was setting up, and he was surprised to see a woman in period clothes come walking down the grand staircase recreation, which, as I said, is odd because no one was supposed to be able to do that. And so at first he thought maybe she was an extra, like an actress, dressed up in period clothing for the purpose of the grand opening. He asked her if he could take her picture on the staircase. But she didn't say anything. Just stood there in an apparent trance before vanishing into thin air. Let me see here. Apparently, it says, Okay, so apparently sometimes these strange things can be caught on film or on recording. One example is a strange sequence of events concerning a picture of Bruce Ismay, who was the chairman and managing director of the White Star Lines, line, which is the company that had the boat made. One morning, the staff opened the exhibition and found his picture lying on the floor of the entrance. And, let's see here. But carefully propped up against the wall. It was still undamaged, but no one knew how it had come down. But apparently they caught video of it coming off of the wall. Apparently it shook, and then it came off of the wall, and then I guess floated down to the floor. So as paranormal investigators that have gone to this exhibit have captured orbs of light and shadowy images as well. And there have been several EVP recordings made of what appears to be the voice of Titanic, the voices of Titanic victims. Wow, we're already that far into this thing. Into time-wise, that's amazing. Another collection of Titanic pieces that appears to be haunted is the... So they're talking about the Georgia Aquarium again. This article here. says that, I lost my spot. So it says that there have been sightings, ghost sightings, so apparition sightings, strange noises, periodic music from nowhere, and phantom hands grabbing, nudging, or pulling clothes or hair. That's, yeah, that's not good. Apparently there's also an apparition of an older lady that seems to dwell within a replica of one of the Titanic's cabins in the exhibit and is not shy, it says, about suddenly appearing to startle visitors before blinking away again. That's interesting. So let me see here. It says the strangest story of activity there is that talks about how the strangest activity surrounds a not any of the actual artifacts, but a replica of the Titanic itself. So it says there was a retired architect that and draftsman that his name says here is Wyatt Jason Moore from Virginia managed to build a 200-pound model of the RMS Titanic over the course of 9 years, and an estimated 17,368 hours of work. Apparently, became obsessed with the Titanic after watching a 1958 film, A Night to Remember, which I'm guessing is about the Titanic. He began studying old photographs of the Titanic, working every detail that he could into the recreation. Says the end result was a lifelike replica of the famous ship, accurate right down to each individual stairway and hall. It says when it was finished, he decided to take some pictures of it, and that was when strange things began to happen. He said as he began taking pictures, he could hear anomalous noises coming from the massive model sitting in his home. And later, he would see in his pictures mysterious entities basically appearing in his pictures. It says, there's a quote from him. He says, "I couldn't make it out until I looked at it very carefully, and I found it was a bald-headed man with a handlebar mustache." So apparently he caught this in a picture of the model that he made. In addition to this figure were spectral man and woman looking out of another porthole just above the lifeboats. Around the same time as these events, Morris says that doors around the house began to mysteriously slam shut or open, even when no one else was there. But he says he's not scared of the entities, he just thinks they are lost souls, saying maybe it was someone that was aboard the Titanic that found a new home for himself. And it talks about the skeptics and all that stuff, but it's really interesting that this person made a model of the boat, and it wasn't even full size. But once he made it, he started getting activity around it. It goes down to the whole co-creation thing, I guess. very interesting that as soon as he made this thing, he started getting activity. So, very, very interesting. Get back to the chat here. As Open says, that's a lot of souls together in one place. Traumatic deaths often lead to energy getting trapped where the body died. Yes, yeah. Plus, add in the extra juice from all the water. Right. Yep. Matt says, USO, unidentified submersible object. Could be. Music playing reminds me of the band that kept playing as the ship sank. And I saw a reference to that. I've only seen a couple of references to that here and there, so I didn't know how... Like, I didn't know whether or not to really focus on that. But that is very interesting. If that's how that actually happened and people are hearing music, that's a very interesting connection. I mean, a very sad one, but still very interesting. So, yeah. That's pretty wild. I mean, just the idea of that someone making a replica of that, that's what I'm kind of stuck on after all this, is it's not even like this person had any artifacts from the actual people on board, but he was so interested in this and he made something, spent hours doing this, and then boom, you get activity. And not only in the art, in the replica, but also in just in his home in general. It's really, that's really interesting to me. So there are other articles I found. I think a lot of them say similar things. So I think that's a good place to leave it. I will include all the article links, like I said, in the episode description. Just so everyone can check all of them out and go from there. But this was a lot of fun to look into. And there were stories that I hadn't expected. I hadn't heard about the replica that man made, or that model and that activity. I'd heard of there being recreations of artifacts and having activity around them, but not in that way. So, yeah, so thank you all for being here. Hopefully this was, you're all able to enjoy this, and thank you all. Take care. I will be back on Monday. So, take care, have a good night, and I'll talk to you then.